Tired of hangovers stealing your precious time? Say bye-bye to regret and hello to prevention with Akalo wearable vitamin patches.
Made in the USA with pharmaceutical-grade materials, these patches are your secret weapon to stopping hangovers before they start. This is the first time they've run a promo like this.
For a limited time, first-time buyers get 50% off.
Don't lose another moment to a hangover.
Go to akalo.co and enter POOG50 to get yours today.
That's akalo.co, code POOG50. Cheers to a hangover-free life.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is Poog.
Today's topics,
loosely speaking,
feet up,
duds,
tail ribs.
Hey.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You know, I think you're going to be proud of me. Whenever I buy things, I think of you. I think that you'd be proud.
Oh my God.
Like, for example, there's this new makeup line I'm really curious about. As we all know, I'm not an Ilia ambassador, but I might as well be because I'm obsessed with Ilia.
You cannot be serious that you're bringing up your last 3 weeks, you've brought up Ilia as though it's new. You're like, guys?
Wait, no, I was going to say, but I have a new interest, which is Jones Road, which is Bobbi Brown's green makeup line.
Oh, right. I recall this.
A makeup artist used a lip on me that I really loved. And then I just bought out of pocket, paid through the nose for it's like a body or skin bronzer thing. Like,
I don't know. I'm just laughing at how it's out coming. Of pocket and obviously through the nose has become like huge for us. Like the idea of out of pocket, which of course is like what payment is, right? The idea of it like out of pocket being a last resort. I just wanted to say this thing that occurred to me when I went to the water, which was the two things that have occurred for me that I think reveal depletion. Okay. One, found myself sitting there thinking, oh, maybe I'm premenstrual, right?
Right.
Going like the mood, the whole thing. And I found myself like sitting there and going, like thinking about the date and going like, yeah, no, it should really, this seems. And then remembering I had a tampon in. I'm so on my period.
You forgot that you were on your period.
Yeah. So much so that I wondered if I was premenstrual. I mean, that's something.
Wow.
I think, for me.
You remembered in the moment or like 20 minutes later you were in the bathroom and.
Well, I thought it once. No. I actually don't remember when I remembered. Second level. Next. Hotel room. Okay. You ready for this?
Yeah.
You know the when there's the room to the other room?
Yeah. The adjoining
locked
door.
Yeah.
It's always scary.
It's scary. You think it's terrifying. Yeah. And by the way, thank God there's two doors there.
Oh,
it's,
I know.
It's important to remember.
Well, I found out the hard way.
It's a door that opens to a door. No, I mean, it's two doors. I don't mean it's... Wait, what did you mean?
No, you. If you were to unlatch it and open it, there's another door there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not automatically in. It's sort
you're
of
not
a,
automatically in a man's
a
room.
Safety, I guess, right? It's a form of safety. But although, I guess, I don't know. It's an odd idea. Anyway, I was leaving my room the other night. It was kind of dark. And I opened the door and the hallway just looks so dark. But I'm like, it is what it is, I guess. And I took a step, you know, through a doorway into the darkness and smashed into a door. It was a black door. No.
No, no.
So I'd opened the adjoining door.
Was it the middle of the night?
No.
What time was it?
Evening. I mean,
what was going on? Oh, you just, I see.
Okay, mood.
Yeah.
You know, and that was a pretty big one. And it was interesting because that's real dark. I mean, black door. And that I was like, well, I guess it's just, you know, they're keeping
your trust.
It moody. And I just off I went. Foot hit first, of course. But and
thank
then
God.
I had a moment where I thought almost like the cement, like this was sort of a horror movie. Like I had a moment of trapped panic, like the feeling that you've opened a door and there isn't. I mean, it's like a dream.
Absolutely. How surreal.
But the massage, you going back for a massage 3 weeks later. The question is, how often, if massages
This guy's a healer.
Okay.
It's the best massage I've ever had. It again.
The massage is the modality through which he's doing work that goes beyond just, massage, in your opinion? Energetic?
No. I think it is. No, he's such a good body worker. Like, and
right.
Intuitive, like hitting things, I'm like, whoa. And I made me, today I really let go because normally I'm like, that's too hard.
Yeah.
Because I live in fear of like permanent nerve damage.
Yes.
And so, but I was like, just let him. And then he was going hard and I had to like really breathe in moments. But then right now, like no pain, no residual pain. Like it just feels so good.
So, okay, this is big for you because you've always, you know, sort of done the opposite of getting your bang for the buck in the massage, right? I go like...
I'm like, less.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't say, I find it too embarrassing to say more. I just try to specify up front. But like, yeah, I always want to be sort of brutalized. And then I try to not wince because I don't want them to pull back.
He's the first person that I've trusted to brutalize me. And I... Truly, there are moments where he's on my back where I'm having to go, I'm like, but I'm keeping it inside. So I was very like, I wasn't going to make sounds of pain, but I could tell that he could hear me. Maybe he couldn't, but I was doing like intense breathing, like trying to work through it.
Yeah.
And
well, you try to sneak in an inhale for me and then you try to get an exhale out sometimes they like I've had this one like place. I used to go to this foot reflexology place. Had really good back massages as well. And he would almost like do the breath, like guiding you to then like, you know, exhale when he's about to really.
Oh yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He did that something for me violent
a couple times.
Although I always find, again, breathing with someone in any capacity, like a bit too intimate.
Yeah. Breathing, you know? Together. Well, now it's like mouth tape, you know, everyone's taping their mouth shut at night. You breathe through the nose. I think I was talking about this the other day on Poog.
I think I pitched it to us and I'm, my brows, you know, I'm trying some products and they just look too, now they look like two stickers. They look two brow stickers. They look fake.
Your image is degraded to me. So I, to be honest, can't
yours
tell.
Is as well to me. Isn't that interesting?
Isn't and that? I brought home, I went to, yeah.
The mouth taping.
Yeah. So
I'm interested. I really am.
Imagine taping your mouth shut and then you just like die in the night. It is something scary about it. Like what if you just. No, but you'll just
think
breathe
about
through
it
the
this
nose.
Way.
I think I do breathe through my nose naturally, though.
Naturally?
I don't think, cause no, lately I've noticed because I've been more conscious of it. I'm aware of that I breathe through my nose. And then also I was kind of falling asleep the other night and I was like, oh, you're breathing through your nose. Like I noticed it as I was drifting.
Oh yeah. No, I mostly do, I think. But pretty sure that jaw falls open in the night at times. I just, this one guy, this Stephen Lin guy on Instagram, his notions get in, like, to me.
What's he saying?
He's a dentist, and he talks a lot about, you know, tongue posture. He's the one that posted the thing I keep bringing up about the tongue being the rudder. Like, it, like, it's almost like your tongue goes all the way down to your ass. It was like, and this is just, and the part you see or feel in your mouth is just the head. It was almost like that kind of thing, you know? It's really disturbing. But is it, look at you drinking out of a jar, like a real California.
It's an Erewhon soup jar.
Oh, this is just a little Tostitos salsa that I now use as a, right.
Well, I'm deep in the Erewhon.
I tried to save a couple of those, and then I was like, let's get real. What am I doing with this? Like, and I moved beyond them. I just have a note, which is
I return them for $2 a pop.
What? Two Erewhon?
Mm-hmm.
Well, great.
You take this to Erewhon.
Didn't know about that.
They're going to give you $2 off your purchase, honey.
And I was sick and had about 24 of those. So
no, don't tell me.
Cool.
Don't tell me.
Cool. Brought them straight to the old recycle.
Fuck.
Wait, I have a note here. Oh, how do you feel about this?
Make a killing.
It could be a new revenue stream for me. Oh, I have a note in my pad for you. Should we be noting microgreens in a menu item when they're barely present? Okay.
That's so funny. You mean a light dusting?
Because this has been happening to me. I ordered something, literally, I would say a total of, you know, it's microgreens and you're seeing a total of 12 leaves, micro leaves, mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Resting atop something. You know, I don't know. I guess I was expecting something heading in the direction of a light salad.
Yeah, yeah. And it's 16 of them.
Can a garnish be?
A garnish should not be listed.
You and me have had the strange experience recently where we're both texting each other and DMing, sort of. Like, you know this, when you slip into a DM?
You're on two channels. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And because sort of something inside of Instagram, for example, triggers conversation, and then there you are, yeah, just talking about your day inside the venue of Instagram. It's a very strange sensation.
It is.
And I won't do it anymore.
No, we take it to text. Hey, so I have two things to say. First of all, I've talked on the pod before about my love of Houston's, and that's, I think, the Hillstone restaurant, yes, group. It is a chain. Went last night. Unbelievable flavors. Unbelievable service.
I'm still shocked you love Houston's.
Love it so much. It's absolutely delicious.
Because I associate it with my childhood and my grandfather.
Had the filet of sole, was moaning, had the grilled artichokes. Just, and you know, just pure heaven. So I was going to say, when you get back to L.A., I want to take you to the Beverly Grill because I haven't been in so long. And I think you and I would really have a great time there.
Really?
And yeah, it would just be fabulous. But I was going to say, I remember what I wanted to talk about, which was when I was texting you flying high dining alone. So
yes,
I have to say, so I've dined alone several times in other cities, but I've never had dinner alone in my own city. I think this is true. I've never gone out for dinner.
Because you've been forced to in other cities, right?
Yeah,
as an international businesswoman.
Yeah,
concept.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I love that. I love it.
I had to free you because you were worried about leaving community behind. Yeah. Oh, it's heaven.
I absolutely love it. In my own town, I really don't do it. And the other night, I was.
You have infinite friend options, I guess. You and all your friends.
Well, I guess if I'm eating out, I want to go do it as a social endeavor. There's something that feels just...
I once read a book, business book, called Never Eat Alone. It was basically like, you have 2 to 3 opportunities every day to network.
Oh, God.
Why would you eat alone? Lunch, though,
Never Eat Alone is
really good.
No,
right?
You know what I would call that book? You gotta eat. Right? Because it's like...
Genius, because that's what you say. And I've said it to others. I got to eat. So, yeah, I guess you get to see me.
I understand.
But although, can you ever truly eat with another?
Yes. With a few people, I can truly eat.
You would argue, yes. Some of us, right. Right.
But, okay, wait. So I, the other night, got out of an engagement. I knew I had to work. I was like, I got to go home and write. And I thought, and I was craving sushi, and I was like, just pick something up and take it home. And I thought that felt depressing to me. Like, I don't want to take it home, right? I was like, what if I were to go out and actually eat it?
From a restaurant?
Yeah. Like, I do that plenty. I was like, no, why not sushi? You know, and I was really craving it.
Yeah.
So I went, I'm going to take myself out.
Oh, yes. This is big.
So I went to this place that's really delicious called Sogo. And I go in. I go, just one. I sit at the... We talked actually about the sushi bar on last week's Pook.
In her own thoughts, please. Yeah.
This restaurant is just a bar. It's really beautiful, but it's just a bar. I go in there. I take my seat.
The only option.
Mm. Yeah. But I go in. I take my seat. Instantly, I'm mood elevated. Suddenly, I am... I'm Virginia Woolf over here. Okay.
Yes. A room of one's own.
It was like instant. Yeah, it was instant.
Okay.
I made one fatal flaw.
You've got the prosthetic.
You've got the prosthetic nose.
Okay. Virginia Woolf had a prosthetic nose, actually. She had a very Nicole Kidman-like nose. And then Virginia Woolf, the original one, had Nicole Kidman's nose, but wore a prosthetic. And so that's why Nicole Kidman was cast and then had to wear the prosthetic.
I can't stop now, of course, just thinking, what, every time I eat alone, like wearing the hat to check Instagram, you know? Anyway, so I...
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So I was feeling so refined and so beautiful. And then I took some of the soy sauce to put into my little dish and I overextended and spilled. Like it went pouring. Like I couldn't believe the rate at which the soy sauce poured out. So it was a brief moment of humiliation. Oh. Like when you're alone and something like that happens. You're like,
listeners want to know.
Yeah.
Did you pour and it was the speed of pouring that caused it to fill and overflow? Or was it the anchor of the torque, okay, that just sent it straight to the table?
No, it was the first thing that you said. I blame the vessel.
Now, why do I need to know?
I don't know. But that's what happened.
But do you get any pleasure out of telling me the detail?
Yes.
Or does it just feel like a hellish detour?
No. No, I love that. That's what happened. It wasn't curious. Terrible, but enough poured over that I was like, oh. But then I was fine. You know, your greatest fears can happen and you're fine. So, but here's what I was going to say is that I was sailing and I was texting you about how wonderful it was. I texted my mother about how wonderful it was. And then I was like, Kate, stop. Just be alone in the experience.
Right.
I even texted.
Stop reaching out for community to talk about being alone.
I was reaching out. And then I even texted my mom. I was like, and I'm not just sitting here texting the whole time.
No.
And then I turned the phone over, right? Yeah. I had to double back. And
you turned it over. You didn't put it in your bag.
No, I sure didn't. No, I had it not on the table. I think that's disgusting because your phones are literal just vessels of shit. So I hate when people put the phone on the table. I think it's just like, it's such bad manners.
Because it's rude to the table is what you're saying.
It's rude to the whole, I just find it to be like really bad manners. I've even been with people and I've said to them like, would you mind putting your phone away? If I'm really close with them. It's just like, it's so disgusting to me.
Wait.
I find it really rude.
But you turned yours over.
But it wasn't on the table. It was on the seat. I had a seat next to me where I put some things. Okay, anyway, the point is that this was...
Would you ever put your foot up on a public bench?
No.
Yeah, because I just want to...
Feet up on the stuff is hard. And, you know, I was traumatized once.
Even outdoors.
It depends. If you know your own shoe.
I agree, technically, but I've felt my foot do it.
It is rude.
You know your own shoe is true.
You know your own shoe.
If it's concrete, though. If it's concrete, something changes for me.
Can I tell you that I was once humiliated... by a French waiter and it changed my life. I was in Paris. I was like 19 years old, my friend. 20 years old, 19, 20.
Where the fuck was your foot that a Frenchman?
Well, listen to this. Listen to this. Oh my God. It's a visceral memory. I can feel the shame. And by the way, I deserved it and it changed my life forever. We're outdoors at a cafe. Yes. We're outdoors at a cafe and they're like, oh my God. Honestly, it's making me hot. Just
nervous.
Thinking about it. It's like, yeah.
I'm nervous too. My stomach,
this is horrible. So I was sitting at a table with the rattan, you know, classic.
The courage though to confess this.
This is huge courage. I don't know how it happened. I was 19. I was a fool. I lounged back in my chair and put my feet up on the other chair that was under the table.
It's okay. Let's just get the truth.
So my feet were tucked under the table, but I was lounging back and I had my feet up on the thing and the waiter.
That's a huge question.
Yeah.
All right. Tell the story and then we'll go back and dissect because I there's a lot to hear.
I had my feet up on the thing. He comes over to take my order and he goes, Oh my God. I remember it. He was clutching his little pad on which to write my order. And he goes,
yeah,
please. In a French accent.
No.
Like, please.
please.
I can't do it. No, it was like, he was so ashamed for me. He was so repulsed, as he should have been. He could not believe what I was doing.
Was,
and he didn't even have to, I knew what he was talking about. He knew, and it was so, and I think I just, like, out of complete horror, like, took my feet down and was like, you know, I don't know what happened, but it changed my life forever.
Oh, wait. The whole word was please?
He only said please. All he said? He just said please.
Amazing. Amazing.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
In English.
In
English.
He knew I was a disgusting American.
How do you know you're an American? How did he know you were a pig American?
How do you think, honey? Yeah. I was eating funnel cake with my feet up.
Right. He's never had to say, s'il vous plaît.
Hacking. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, wait, hold on. Let me just take a minute with this. So here's what might have.
What are you going to ask?
Well, talking about knowing your own shoe. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just, what kind of shoe? I mean, you have no clue, right? What kind of shoe you were in?
I don't remember what the shoe was.
Easy Spirit? All right. Doesn't matter, right? Here's the question. When you put your foot up, and I'm not saying you should.
Okay.
But I'm just investigating.
Okay.
If your foot is up on a chair, resting on the back of your foot, aka where the back of the heel, not the bottom of the heel.
On your own chair?
Any chair, whatever. I just mean when you put your foot up on something, right?
Okay.
The Achilles tendon,
Okay, got it. Yeah.
That part of the shoe, the back of the shoe, not the bottom, not the sole that touches the earth.
It's not okay.
Right? Technically, the back of the shoe. No, I'm not saying it's okay.
Sorry.
But I do think it's worth acknowledging there's a difference. Okay. There's a difference between someone.
There is a difference, but I have to say.
Wedging the sole of the foot.
Of course.
And one where it's almost your calves. Again, in a restaurant, completely unacceptable.
But even now I'm remembering that I was at an intimate function recently, and there was a coffee table, an outdoor coffee table. Everyone's hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
And there was food on the table. There were drinks on the table.
Well, this is a joke, Kate.
And somebody
be serious.
Yeah. He lounged back and he put his foot up.
Now, I have a question, okay? Here's the question. Sole of the foot diagonally to the corner of the table as sort of that wedge, or back of the heel resting?
No, heel. What you're saying, heel, back of the heel resting atop.
Classic heel resting.
Well, and I was...
So the sole of his foot is exposed. I mean, the sole of his shoe, or foot.
Yes, is screaming to the group.
Exposed.
Yeah.
Is waving to the group and the food on the table.
Is waving to the group. Yeah. If I had even had two more encounters with him, I didn't know him well enough, I would have gone, you know, I would have made a joke of it. I would have gone, what the hell do you think you're doing? I mean, it's outrageous.
Yeah.
Want to know one of my favorite sounds? Here it is.
That's the sound I hear when I'm learning a new language with Babbel.
And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching.
So you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Babbel is convenient. Kate and I talk about it all the time.
Love the way Babbel helps you for those quick real-world interactions.
Like how to order food or ask for directions. How to have a decent conversation with a merchant.
And who doesn't want to go on vacation and know the language?
Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners.
Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/poog. Get 60% off at babbel.com/poog.
Spelled babbel.com/poog. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tired of hangovers stealing your precious time? Say bye-bye to regret and hello to prevention with Akalo wearable vitamin patches.
Made in the USA with pharmaceutical-grade materials, these patches are your secret weapon to stopping hangovers before they start. This is the first time they've run a promo like this.
For a limited time, first-time buyers get 50% off.
Don't lose another moment to a hangover.
Go to akalo.co and enter POOG50 to get yours today.
That's akalo.co, code POOG50. Cheers to a hangover-free life.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I once, as a child, my brother had some friends over, and I observed and
can't imagine as an only child, just that alone, just imagining, like, I cannot imagine having a brother, first of all, just
right.
And then there are boys in the house. I mean, it is other people in the house.
They were older, but yeah, I was still a child.
I'm actually having a breakthrough right now. I'm having a breakthrough.
Yes, yes.
Because you know about my other people in the house scared. You know, it's like other people in the house. Like
curating, like, experience. Like
the way that, you know how I curate. Like I get scared.
Yes.
You know, it's like, can I bring a, like someone's like, can I bring my friend?
Because you are only comfortable.
And I'm like, oh God.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you're only comfortable. Here it is, my theory. You're only comfortable in a house with mother and father, okay? And therefore, you'll only curate a party with people who serve the same function as mother and father do to you. Emotional safety.
You're so good.
We'll be looking out for your needs.
Put me on blast. Put me on blast. Because guess what? It's true. I'm doing a lot of work on myself lately. I know I hate when people say that, but I really am noticing how much you cannot use people as need fulfillment machines, right? We know this. We've heard it a million times, right. But I really struggle. There is part of me that you're right. I'm like, are you my mom or you're my dad? If you're not doing either, get out.
Right. Oh. Right.
And by the way, under that is also just familiarity. Just like this banner of familiarity of like, well, I know you know.
Although I say all of this as, I don't think that necessarily growing up with the thing sets you up to be comfortable with the thing. I don't know if this is true or not, but like,
right, sure.
I always want to basically, I'm like, I just want to be alone, you know, like introvert kind of feeling and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I have that thing about temporal versus spatial aloneness, which is, you know, if I've seen you yesterday, it's a lot easier for me to see you today.
Right. It's interesting.
But with every day that passes, you become temporally farther away.
Yeah.
And I've become afraid of sort of the gap, the temporal
reintegration.
Gap. And then when I see you again, the reintegration. Yeah, it's going to hit like a cold wind.
But then, Jacqueline, let this remind you, we've never struggled with reintegration.
No, that's the thing. Technically, I mean, the friends I keep are ones who I don't... It's our ones who I don't struggle with reintegration with, right? So I think what it is moving. This is what I realized this a long time ago, particularly around like depressive tendencies to just not want to show up to anything.
Yeah.
It's like, I go, what's the fear here, right? Like, what is it? And I'm like, well, if I go, I'm not going to be able to be, you know, good company or something, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or not even that. It's more like, maybe this is just introversion, but it's like, I'll be able to do it. but I'll be exhausted after.
Right.
And so knowing that I'll be exhausted after for flying into, you know, trying to manage everyone's feelings or whatever it is, knowing I'll be exhausted makes me not want to go. So then I go, all right, what if I'm a dud? And I embrace that.
Yeah, totally.
It's like, you invited me. You were not promised anything but a dud. I mean, technically, mm-hmm. right? Their mistake, almost. I'm a dud. You made an error. See, some people are able to not wildly attempt to fly into the role they believe is expected and yearned for. Right?
And they can just, yeah. No, it's admirable. I actually had an experience like that a couple of weeks ago where I was in a small group, but people I didn't really know. And I felt myself not rise to my usual, like, I wasn't tap dancing. Mm. I wasn't going, like, I just felt that. Mm. And it was really nice. And I wasn't being rude, but I had the urge almost to be like, sorry, but I didn't.
Damn, not even usual. You hired a clown and all you got is a woman.
Yeah. Not doing the usual song and dance. Yeah. But no, you're right. Give yourself permission to just show up and be and just, you know, come as you are. Wait, I wanted to go back to my dining alone because there's another moment wanted to talk about, which was that I was flying
there's
high.
A moment that you left out.
Yeah.
This one?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think. I don't know. Just hang on. So I was there. I was eating.
Sorry.
It never tasted better. I was just like, oh God, that's good. And it was a business lunch. It was a business dinner with myself. I wasn't there. I didn't want to have a drink. I didn't want to, you know, I was hungry. I knew what I wanted. I got out. So
a business dinner with yourself. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Meaning like it wasn't about it was pleasure, but it wasn't about.
Oh, sure.
Like to me, it would be, if I had a cocktail, it would have been different. I would have been lounging around.
Right.
You know, it wasn't like that.
Feet up.
And so anyway, sorry, there's a crow outside. Maybe you can hear it going absolutely crazy. You know, I used to talk to crows as a child.
As a child, yeah. I can see that with your sort of raven hair, raven to crow to raven.
Yeah, I had like a whole crow thing. It's like a real...
Makes a lot of sense, actually.
My dad always talks about it. Anyway, sometimes like birds just... Don't get me started on birds. Okay, anyway.
No, there was one screaming in the backyard of my parents' house the other day and it was shocking.
Sometimes I am greeted with this thing of like, we live among wild animals. Like right now, I'm staring out there. I'm like,
yep.
I can't believe just like a raven, like birds are flying in our paths and we just go, we don't even, it's prehistoric. I'm looking at this animal right now. I'm like, and we coexist. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
I know.
Okay. So what I was going to say was that it's time for the bill and she comes over with the bill. And I look into my wallet. So I have a business. Okay. I have a business card. Right. And I have a personal card.
Yeah.
And my instinct was to reach for the, I very clearly reached for the personal card and I had a romantic experience with my Visa. I was like, this is an ad. I'm living inside an advertising. This is why advertising is like changed the basic.
Oh, right.
The basic ontology of what it means to be alive has been fundamentally shifted by advertising. And TV. In this moment, I felt it so clearly because I was like, I am peering at this experience that I'm having through the lens of a Visa ad and of an independent woman out going, sometimes it's not business. Yeah. And me throwing down and going, you know.
This one's for me.
Tonight, dinner's on me. It's me looking in the mirror. Imagine if I looked in the mirror in the restaurant. Yeah. Dinner's on me tonight. But it was just me. And I throw down the card and it goes.
Yes.
Sometimes it's not business, you know. And that's on the tagline. That's a bad one.
This one's for me.
It's on me tonight.
No, this is good. This is all good. Yeah.
Dinner for me on me. And something about that.
God, that's good.
I was like, I can't believe.
This one's personal.
Sometimes it's personal. Or how about, sometimes business is personal. Wait. No, sometimes it's personal. It was outrageous.
My favorite thing about ads and, you know, I worked in copywriting. So it's like my favorite thing and I love it. Like it works for me every time is just the da-da-da is da-da-da. Okay, like basically like just saying the opposite of what the common thing is and posing it like a wit like me thinks da-da-da, right? It's like it like works for me every time. So it's like it'd almost be like, you know, it'd be like finally a mattress. That hurts. You heard me. You know, it's like a cocky claiming of a new reality that is upsetting what the expectation is. What if your chair wasn't comfortable?
Right.
Who
right.
might you be?
Yeah.
Do you hear that?
Yeah, what
New
is
York.
That? Was that New York City?
Truck,
God, I miss her.
Looking at the skyline over the East River. I saw jet skis on the East River. Immediately thought about sea bobs, obviously. But I'm seeing people just soaring on jet skis. When and how?
Strange.
Who's in New York and says it's time to get into the East
that's
River?
That's awful. Yeah. And then you
have the spray.
Oh, God.
Jet ski, though, you're it's a motorcycle.
Shaves at least 2 years off your life.
There's a hammock in my hotel room, I just want to say, by the way.
That's a bit much.
I actually wanted to talk about the hammock. Well, I know. It's sort of like a chessboard. You know the chessboard, the giant chessboards.
Oh, the giant chessboard? I mean, that is just... Oh.
Yeah, it's actually quite good. Chris tried it. I was unimpressed.
Wait. I want to go back. We've never talked about the giant chessboard. That's very funny.
Oh, it's well, basically, like, so it's, I don't love a giant chessboard, okay? Because I feel that it's often there to create a sense of fun where another amenity is not available, okay? Now, Chris's thing with them, I feel like I have to give him credit, but just that it's sort of this example of a certain kind of apartment building that has happened probably starting about like 10 years ago, where they started introducing these kind of community features and sort of they promote the chessboard, the giant chessboard for fun with friends.
Right, because that's where you're going to network and you're going to get your startup funded or whatever.
Exactly, that's exactly it. I had this idea way back when I was getting repulsed by everything that's repulsive. That the problem's me and that I need to get glasses or like a gross diner, okay? Like a really gross one. What they should do is they should give you glasses on the way in that ever so slightly blur things. I'm saying that the stains are there, right? And so now when I go into a hotel room, I don't go looking because every time I've gone looking, I mean, I don't really go looking, but you know what I mean? Like, I try not to even glance into a corner.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I was imagining this idea that I need to go into like a hotel room with a clear glasses that just have ever so slight of a blur. Do you see?
So that you can't see the errors.
Disgustingness. Okay, so it's blurred. It's softly blurred. And then I was imagining like a diner that offered this. Like they don't tell you. Do you see what I'm saying?
A diner. So you're in there and you don't see the...
I don't know how it worked, but they give you glasses so that you're not repulsed. It's kind of an interesting idea. like a live filter on your eye. It ain't the idea I thought it was, I guess.
I appreciated it nonetheless.
I can see people picnicking on a park. Isn't that
that's
thing,
sweet.
You know, to see?
That's very sweet.
Yeah, it's just, they've got their blankets. I see someone playing catch. It actually...
Wow.
Yeah, a literal mitt. A mitt. And I thought I was looking at a goose, but it was just someone's backpack. I can see the cars like toys on the FDR rattling past. To know there's consciousness in each has always been a question. I have felt a sense of meaninglessness recently.
Yeah.
All right, cut this. I don't know why
into
this voice.
No, why? Keep going.
I'm slipping into a false voice.
No, you're not.
No, me going, I feel a sense of meaningless recently.
That's not what you did at all.
There's a humor.
Go deeper. Go deeper. Get off the air.
No, right, but I felt it wasn't. All right, let's stop being cute.
It was very. I thought it was very nice.
Oh, did I tell you? I tell you about my traumatic throat seizure of sorts.
Go back to the meaninglessness. That's what people want.
No, my throat seizure is about that. Okay.
Okay.
I had like some upsetting experiences that I could process 46 episodes from now, but. My voice like changed. It got locked in a low register. I don't even know if it's probably gone now. And it was locked in, not like when you lose your voice and it gets low. I literally was like,
You couldn't go higher. Yeah.
It was down here and I couldn't. Isn't that wild? I mean, I'm always like desperate for a physical.
Yeah. And then it went away.
I think it's like slowly like slowly softened up, but it was it was tight.
It was
and,
trapped.
I thought that was kind of exciting. And then, I'm reading. Oh, someone, you know, people, what are you reading? What are you reading with one eye closed? I'm reading Mitch Horowitz's new book called Daydream Believer. I really enjoy his work. He wrote The Occult, The History of the Occult in America.
I don't know his work.
It's fabulous. He's, he'd be a great, well, we don't have guests, but he'd be a great guest if we had them. Maybe one day, folks.
Never.
But we can't bring anyone in. It would immediately, the cold wind in the face to hear a voice other than ours.
That'd
I think
be
they'd
terrifying.
Rather hear about, you know, about hotels again.
We wouldn't know what to do.
And even the most interesting guests.
Tired of hangovers stealing your precious time? Say bye-bye to regret and hello to prevention with Akalo wearable vitamin patches.
Made in the USA with pharmaceutical-grade materials, these patches are your secret weapon to stopping hangovers before they start. This is the first time they've run a promo like this.
For a limited time, first-time buyers get 50% off.
Don't lose another moment to a hangover.
Go to akalo.co and enter POOG50 to get yours today.
That's akalo.co, code POOG50. Cheers to a hangover-free life.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
We're so low
have
right
any
now.
Dreams recently?
What?
Have any dreams recently?
No.
Have any dreams recently?
No.
None?
No.
I mean,
I write them down every day, but nothing worth sharing.
Oh, you're still writing them down every day?
Yeah. Maybe not every day, but 5 days a week. Yeah.
Wow. First
Pretty
thing?
Much. Yeah. I love them. Okay, what do we do? This is way too much silence. Way too low. We got to do something to end this.
We have to find the laughter again.
I know. I couldn't tell you how.
Have you ever enjoyed a hammock? I wanted to talk about hammocks. We never have.
Yes, I have enjoyed a hammock.
Give me the context.
Briefly.
Give me the textures.
I can't even recall. It's just one of those archetypes. It's like I've been in a hammock. So here's the thing about a hammock. You have to get in with everything you're ever going to need. You can't get yeah, exactly. any, once you're in, you're in for life. Right. So
it's a coffin.
You can get in with a book. I have had the experience of getting in with a book, but the whole time I'm so overwhelmed that I'm in a hammock and there's so much trust that you're not going to fall and break your back.
Right.
So it's a bit.
No, this is interesting, actually. A hammock can never be a room of one's own because, I mean, it's the ultimate kind of, right, you get in the hammock with your book, you realize you forgot your drink.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, mere four feet away.
Yeah.
And yet you're helpless.
Yeah.
So it's what is that? It's like a good metaphor for something. It feels familiar for some human experience, you know?
I have an implanted memory that's not real. I have a memory of myself okay. in Italy in a hammock. But that never happened. I think it's because, you know, everyone's like on the Amalfi Coast right now. It's like all these images pouring in from Greece.
They are?
Yeah. Like on Instagram. And I dream of such things.
Yeah, you see that, I mean, there it is, the poison, right, of Instagram. That you're walking around with a belief that everyone is on the Amalfi Coast right now. Like, like, you know, and I don't even mean that it's not true. But yeah. It's almost like, even if, whatever, Instagram's serving you that idea, and now, you know, you might even then join the crew. You know what I mean?
You're going to
head
have
there
to.
Due to that idea.
No, I am, enough is enough. I need Italy. I need the coast now. And I think I won't get it now, but realistically, maybe, you know, next May.
3 years from now?
I would love to shoot for next year. I do feel the time passing.
I've never been, as you know, I've never been there. I've never been to France. Nowhere.
Just Russia for
and,
you.
Yeah. Boog listeners, just Russia, she's told us, and Scotland.
Just Times Square. You just toggle between Russia and Times Square for the rest of your life.
And then there's even a thing of like, should I go back to Russia? And it's like, you know, still haven't seen Rome.
No, you can pivot to Italy. You can go
yeah,
to Italy.
Yeah, I'm scared. I'm scared to go anywhere but Russia. But then there's this, the fear now, you know, how to break the seal to go to Paris, like the fear of fucking up Paris instantly. Who cares, right?
You won't.
But like, I'm going to be in London in, I guess, 2 weeks.
I can't believe I'm going to be in London.
I'm in London now. I don't know when this is going to come out.
Hang on. You're sure our Londons don't cross over?
I'm June 24, 25, and 26 at the Leicester Square Theatre. And then I'm in Scotland.
Yeah, I'm truly there the next week. That's so fucked up.
I know. Actually, I tried to pitch someone to write an article about us that goes, like, the hags are here, but separately. Why? Okay? or the hags are in London. Why aren't they doing a Poog show? And then it's an entire article about how we must keep our art primary.
Oh, right. Well, we must, you, and I mean, we're not.
As individual artists, no one bit. That article is still available, folks. If there's a writer, if there's a.
I just feel like you should be coming down to London while I'm there. Well, I'm craving a chocolate croissant absolutely intensely, but the only one I really enjoy is going to be sold out by now.
I'm going to go eat. If you could only have one lettuce other than lettuce, what would it be? So you know what I'm saying?
What do you mean other than lettuce?
So not a romaine, not an iceberg, not a lettuce, not a butter.
Little
you could
gem.
Only have arugula, spinach.
Little gem.
What?
Little gem.
No, that's still lettuce.
Butter lettuce?
I'm talking about not a lettuce. Like I'm talking, no, here's what I'm talking about. Greens.
Oh, arugula.
Yeah.
Okay. If it's not going to be that, I really like baby kale and I like arugula.
Really? The baby kale? Wait, I can't
like soft
picture
kale.
It for some. Well,
baby kale
be.
Doesn't have the ribs.
Right.
And this is something that we have to stop now. I never, if I see a kale rib in a salad, I'll take the bowl and I will heave it across the room and let it shatter its porcelain remains all over the ground.
Whoever, yeah, whatever establishment.
You are not supposed to eat a kale rib. A kale rib has no business
there.
I don't mean that you can't eat it. I mean that it is not intended to
unpleasant?
Eat. You're supposed to strip the kale off the ribs. You do not include the ribs. You strip the kale off the ribs.
But are you saying, I guess what I mean is in a culinary, like, are you saying that never in a culinary book has anyone include?
You could cook kale stems. I'm sorry, I'm talking about in a raw salad. Right. Absolutely.
You're talking about
not.
In a salad.
I'm sorry, to be clarified, I'm talking about in a salad. A raw kale salad, if there are stems in there, if the rib is intact, you deserve to be truly.
If the rib is attached, you deserve to be attacked.
Yes.
Well, I mean, there was a moment where I just where the kale salad was supreme, reigning supreme,
and I still,
and it felt like one of those things where for me, I don't know, I enjoyed it, but why? Like, I don't know.
For me, I love a kale salad, stripped, massaged, fried shallots, Dijon dressing, heaven, delicious.
Okay, that was what I was gonna say. Here's a question: you get one dressing that comes in one of those plastic tubs with the things. With the, like, one of those,
like a Newman's Own
salad dressing dispensers. No. I mean, yes, but that's also interesting. But I mean, at a salad bar, right? Whether it's high end or low end, right? You know, those things that you can pour your dressing out of, they have them at the end of the edge of the salad bar, like in a Whole Foods or,
I mean, not to be a total bitch, but I don't touch those dressings. You can feel my mood. My mood right now, I'm biting.
That's why I'm asking. I know you wouldn't. I know you didn't have the answer. I'm saying if you could grab one of those and head for the deserted island.
Oh, no.
So I'm talking Thousand
Island.
I mean,
I have to pick one of those things?
A balsamic vinaigrette.
I'll do the balsamic.
Balsamic vinaigrette.
I'll do the balsamic vinaigrette. It's always the safest choice.
You can't grab the oil and
choice.
Vinegar.
And you can't do olive oil and salt. Then.
No.
Then.
Right. Now, as a child, my father used to always in the restaurant ask, can I just get oil and vinegar? Like,
yeah, I mean, love him for it.
Make this gesture of the two. And then they'd sometimes bring out that metal crate that held the oil and the vinegar.
Yeah, sure. And they toggle.
That was nice.
Yeah, no, olive oil with lemon and salt.
Toggling
and pepper
has become key.
Better. Yeah. What did you say? If the ribs attached,
what?
You will be attacked?
Well, you said if the ribs are attacked, you said it like it's subconsciously you knew because you'd been speaking of bowls flying.
Where was I recently where I had chicken. A kale salad and I went, excuse me? And I pulled out a rib so big, so thick and sinewy, the strings. And I was like, this belongs on the ground on a hike. If I were on a hike and I saw some on the ground, I would go, yeah, not in the bowl. Okay.
Fair enough. What about the bay leaf? You ever get a bay leaf in the mouth eating a nice stew?
Yeah, yeah.
Have to fish it out. Big old bay leaf.
You're supposed to take it out.
Now, here's a question. Well, that's the question. I feel like some of these restaurants are leaving it in to try to impress you with the fact that they used a bay leaf at all. So I have a new idea, folks.
That's strange. I've never seen a bay leaf hovering in the soup. And if I did, I would see it as an
serious?
Accident. No, you take it out before you serve it.
It happens all the time. No, I mean, well, would you mean me as in
no,
when I'm
one,
serving
one should. I haven't seen that critical error.
You'd think so. It happens to me nearly all the time in restaurants. And, you know, it's just one of the sharpest things that can land in your mouth. And
then
I think what they need, if they want to show off the bay leaf, you take the bay leaf out after, okay? You give it a little rinse, okay? And then you do a single snip into it and place that on the side of the bowl like a cocktail.
Just to tell you that it's been supercharged with bay leaf. Yeah.
I'm just soaring talking about dinner again.
Well, I have to pee, which I'm going to, I have some chocolate pudding in the fridge. I think I'm going to eat.
Oh, by the way, your recommendation for Servos. Okay. I've been experiencing a Servos. I'm in New York. I go, what's that place called? Okay. You go Servos. Right. And I'm experiencing almost like a Greek word, like Servos.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I looked up the reservation. It was Servo apostrophe S.
Sorry, I didn't specify. I'm so sorry.
Like your friend Servos. Did you know?
Yeah. Sorry, I guess I just said it to you without the apostrophe. Did you get a table?
Oh, no. You typed it to me without the apostrophe.
That's what I mean.
To be clear, I didn't get a table. And I don't think it's going to happen for me while I'm here. By the way, I don't know. I forget. Doesn't matter. All right.
I'm in New York for two nights next week and I couldn't get a table. I mean, I didn't go through underground channels, merely Resi. But okay, we got to go. I love you.
All right. Love you. Bye.
That was Poog.
If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges.
Tired of hangovers stealing your precious time? Say bye-bye to regret and hello to prevention with Akalo wearable vitamin patches.
Made in the USA with pharmaceutical-grade materials, these patches are your secret weapon to stopping hangovers before they start. This is the first time they've run a promo like this.
For a limited time, first-time buyers get 50% off.
Don't lose another moment to a hangover.
Go to akalo.co and enter POOG50 to get yours today.
That's akalo.co, code POOG50. Cheers to a hangover-free life.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.